Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Thursday afternoon. We are 40 minutes away from your chance to win those Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets up in Doswell. That'll be a great concert. Looking forward to that. Want to remind you, next week, amongst other wonderful people dropping by, we've got Charlie Kirk, who's going to be here. Paul Manafort, remember him? Yeah, he's going to be here as well. And I am so happy to be able to say to you, people tell me all the time, hey, Jeff, we love Fox and Friends. God, we love Brian Kilmeade. We love when he's on the show. What's he really like? So I'm very fortunate. A couple of weeks back in New York at the Talkers Magazine event, had the chance to spend just a couple of moments with Brian. And then the other day when Fox and Friends here in Richmond at McLean's and Scott's Edition were here, I was really, really thrilled to be part of the program for a few moments. I got to tell you something. Brian Kilmeade is probably nicer in person than you could even imagine, and a true professional. And I'm really, really thrilled that he's got a couple of moments for us this afternoon. Brian, thanks for dropping by.
Jeff, thanks for coming by early this week. I appreciate it.
Oh, we had a great time. And I say we because everybody at McLean's, they just loved you, man. Did you get out of there, you know, in one piece? Because it looks like everybody wanted to hug you and shake you and kiss you.
Yeah, I mean, it was an unbelievable crowd. Usually you have a slow arriving crowd, you know, at 6 in the morning, by 7 people come in. But that crowd was just there for the show.
Yeah.
So that was very unique. It was a great passion. Everyone's so clued into the news. People were so into the primaries. It's very rare to see people that into the primaries on a midterm election.
Yep. Well, we've got a very, very knowledgeable community here in Virginia, and I mean that. You can't put anything past them. Everybody knows what they need to know, and you are like a machine, because from there, you're spending the day with Governor Glenn Youngkin. I'm next to you at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market as he's signing the state budget. What was your sense of Governor Youngkin that day?
Well, one thing, yeah, thanks for the insight in the area. Everyone was just happy to see you out there and see the person behind the voice in Richmond. So it was great to have you there. Derek Anderson, he lost. He did end up losing the primary by, what, 1 point?
Yeah.
He was on with you?
Yes, he was.
So, you know, and yeah, and just, I tell you what, I've seen a lot of governors, and I know he's kind of new, but people are really into him. He was like a celebrity. I felt like I was at an opening of a movie rather than the signing of a budget.
Yeah.
Very impressed with him. And by the way, he was, you know, I watched him get briefed, and he'd say, you know, this is who you're going to be. You're going to meet this veteran. You're going to meet this. The owner is going to be here, and you're going to be here. And he listened. He got it all. And then he had his speech. He had read his speech this morning in the morning at 6. And by the time you could see that he's so comfortable with his copy.
Yeah.
You know, up until 55 years old, the guy's in a boardroom.
Right.
And now he's in, you know, he's at all these different events. He's campaigned for a year and a half, and he's very comfortable talking to people. And I feel like he wrote the budget himself.
You would get that sense. He is so clued into so many different things. And you're right. There's a personality that goes along with Glenn Youngkin that, frankly, I think it kind of shocks people who are, dare I say, a little jaded when it comes to politicians, right? You know, they've got the grip and grin, but they're always looking past you to see if there's somebody more important coming along. Glenn Youngkin knows the people that he's meeting, and he legitimately likes people that he's meeting. He cares about our Commonwealth.
I mean, look, there's a lot of people who do this for a living. There's a lot of people who go into it after they've made their living.
Yeah.
So, you know, you see the stats. We know how much he's worth. He spent $20 million on his campaign. He's worth about $400 million in real life. He started with absolutely nothing as a middle-class guy whose dad lost his job. That's all 100% true. His mom is a nurse practitioner. And like all of us, most people listening, you had to get a summer job in high school. And if you
That's
wanted
right.
money. And if you're going to get a car, you're going to pay for it yourself, and you're going to put gas in it, that's going to be you.
Yep.
And he was one of those kids.
Yep.
And now as an adult, he's been wildly successful. He used basketball to get him into college. And I just get a guy that's like, wow, I'm really grateful. Now I want to give back. Listen, I'm not saying he's perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Right.
But the thing about politics, you're supposed to be service.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be service. I did my thing. Let me go. You know who gets this? New Hampshire more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
They have so many elected officials. They get paid maybe $5,000 a year.
Yep.
But they have to serve on their board. They have to serve in the state house. And it's not about ego. It's like, well, that's what I do.
Yeah.
And I get the sense of that from him. I got it, too, from Dave McCormick, who was a very successful CEO of Brightwater, I think it was.
Mm-hmm,
and he ran
mm-hmm.
against Dr. Oz.
Yeah.
That's the same thing he thought. He's like, you know, I've accomplished a lot. Now I got to give back.
Yeah.
I got to try to straighten out this economy. I think I could affect things on a national level. That's kind of, I got the impression of your governor.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're spot on. And you know what, Brian, I mean, I look at you. You're a kid from Long Island who did pretty well, and you're all about educating people and informing people and holding the right people accountable. I mean, we all came from the same sort of modest background.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about it. There's a lot of people, you know, the Kennedys have a few generations of wealth before they even think about having to get a part-time job. It's not their fault, but, you know... But it's a little bit of a curse. If you have to work for everything, you appreciate it more. And if you're born into it, it's impossible to fully understand how rare it is.
Yes.
So with this job, it's been fantastic. I mean, when I joined Fox, it wasn't even on in New York. That was 1996. I was filling in. No, everyone's like, why would you be interested in that job? There's no way three networks are going to work. Nobody watches CNN, let alone two other networks. There is no national news. So then this job just gradually joins into this fantastic job and number one network. And even when things are streaming, people want to still see it,
no
matter
yeah.
what they get. So that would have happened without me. So I'm just lucky to have gotten this job and held on to it. And then when they opened up the radio division, Tony Snow was the first. I end up being a fill-in. Tony Snow goes to the White House. If George Bush doesn't call for Tony Snow, I'm not sure they would have said to me, Brian, we're going to get you a show. George Bush asked him to become press secretary, and then they said, you have 24 hours. If you want it, we're not going to give you much more money, but you can do it.
Wow.
So I said, well, that sounds good. I'm going to just do it.
Yeah.
And
right.
now it's going well.
It is going well. Yeah, there's the understatement of the day. Brian Kilmeade is joining us, and folks know him from Fox and Friends, his own personal show, if you will, Saturdays, and the radio show, which, of course, we carry here at News Radio WRBA, the brilliant books. I've got to ask you, as a New Yorker born and bred, you hear the Supreme Court decision that says, hey, Governor Hochul and everybody else up there, we all love our moms, but we're not going to live with them forever. So you people have to let people make their own decisions. You have to follow the Constitution. And this Governor Hochul immediately comes back and says, oh, we haven't even started restricting rights. What's going on up there?
It's unbelievable. And now the Supreme Court there, you know, Keith Olbermann and knuckleheads like that are calling for the nullification of the Supreme Court because they announced that you can carry.
Carry.
You know, right now, if I could not get it. I'd have to prove a threat if I wanted to carry a gun. In Virginia, I understand it's much easier. In Florida, they trust you more. I was with Willie Robert, the Robertsons today from Duck Dynasty. They've been shooting since they were 5 years old. So it's different cultures, that's just where we grew up. If you have hunters, they go upstate New York.
Yep.
Like you guys have rural areas of Virginia, not in Richmond, obviously.
Sure.
That's where they go.
Yeah.
So, and that's the concept. They're not into that here in New York. So they are flipping out.
Mm. So do you think that they will really double down and come up with yet another restrictive law and sort of dare people to take that to the Supreme Court?
Interesting. I think it's going to be a political decision because Hochul's totally unworthy of being governor. But she's got the machine behind her, and Lee Zeldin has got a legitimate shot. I think he's going to get the nomination, have a legitimate shot, first Republican in about 20 years, has a shot. I think they're going to look at the polls, and they're going to decide what's going to get them the most votes. Now, if they just come out guns blazing, pun intended, and say, we're going to shut it down, and we're going to overcome the Supreme Court, are you alienating a wide swath of Suffolk County, Long Island, and upstate New York? who were very attached to their guns.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, I was up there, as you know, because we were chatting at the Talkers event, and I was staying out on Long Island, so I'm watching local television, and I see these commercials for Governor Hochul, and I'm thinking, I know a thing or two about her. I know that she really strikes me as kind of not particularly police-friendly, a lot more friendly towards criminals, you know, no cash bail and the rest of it. But I'm watching her TV spots, Brian. I swear it was like watching Wyatt Earp version 2.0. I didn't know who the heck she was.
Exactly. And you know who didn't know else who was? Governor Cuomo. He was put with her because they were concerned he was going to lose Buffalo. And they had no relationship. They weren't working together. Next thing you know, she's governor. So she can honestly say, in the beginning, she was trying to attach himself. She was trying to be like a Cuomo girl or woman.
Yeah.
And when Cuomo goes south, she's like, I don't really know him. So everyone had whiplash trying to follow her new philosophy.
Oh my
and then,
gosh.
You know, we watch these shootings and other things happen. No cash bail. And she's not taking a powerful stand on anything. Again, how we started. There are people that go into this business to give back. They feel they have a point of view. They want to listen and learn.
Yeah.
She's just doing things to get elected. This is her life. This is her career.
Wow. What you mentioned Andrew Cuomo. Is there a possibility he comes out of whatever rock he's hiding under and runs for something again?
Well, you never say never, but he's one guy who, like, if you talk to people in Albany, which is the state capital, that he does not have many friends. He alienated a lot of people when his dad was governor. He was a thug. He would use his dad and his name to get forward. He has no real friends, and that's what you need. So he has the money, got it. $40 million is a lot, maybe more.
Sure.
So that's a lot to get started on, and he could help bless people. But for the most part, the machine doesn't like him. They don't like the Cuomos, and they want to move on. Now, the question is, if Zeldin wins and the Democrats fall apart, that might be the opportunity. He might be the only one to step up. But, I mean, with the sexual harassment is real. The arrogance is real.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have a solid constituency. He's not a nice person, period. There's no charisma. There's anti-charisma. There's an unworthy swagger about him. Yeah, he's comfortable. He can do a PowerPoint. We understand
yep.
it.
Yep.
But I don't really think there's a lot of substance to him.
All right. Well, it's going to be interesting to see. Brian, I always point out that you're not just on Fox News. You're hosting this wonderful radio program that we carry at News Radio WRVA. I've mentioned this before. I love your writing. It truly is not just well-researched. You get that, obviously, but it's like having a conversation. It's just like having Brian Kilmeade across the table from you saying, hey, here's the way Abe Lincoln and Frederick Douglass actually did this or did that, or here's what made them similar, or here's what differentiated them. I mean, it's just great stuff, man.
That is truly a compliment because I try to make it conversational, and the first thing I do with these chapters is I talk them out.
Yeah.
And then I transcribe them and I send them out, and the editor takes a look and say, you know, we don't need this, but we need that, and I think we need something here, and that's the first thing we do. So that's why I try to write.
Well, it comes across, I'll tell you that. Listen, I don't know the next time you're going to be in Central Virginia, but I want to say this in front of everybody. When next time you come to Central Virginia, I am bringing you up to my neck of the woods in Hanover County. We are going to go get the Jeff Katz sandwich at Jake's Place because the owner of Jake's Place, Wendy Yeoman, is your biggest number one top fan anywhere on the planet, and you'll have the Jeff Katz sandwich. How's that?
That sounds good. It sounds fantastic. Later I'll learn what's in it, but it sounds good.
I'll send you a note. I'll describe it. You're going to fall in love with it. Brian, I appreciate you being here, man. That is Brian Kilmeade, Fox and Friends in the Morning, the radio program right here on News Radio WRVA on Saturdays. He's got that his own personal show where he's exploring so much. I mean, it's really incredible stuff. And, of course, the books. Check it all out, BrianKilmeade.com, BrianKilmeade.com. 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.